the word of God.
Musibye mutya muri nyali ya mukama wafu Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Lubura muri mutya.
And how is the lives?
Dada kitofu mukama atwagala nnyo.
Truly God loves us so much.
Kubanga okwagala okwo okungi.
For that much love.
Kwamuviirako okulabika nga awaayo omwana we omumwagalwa. Mukama waffe Yesu.
Lord Jesus.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ndi kitaffe olw'okutwagala ennyo.
That the Father for loving us so much.
Yaddira omwana omu yekka gwe yali asigazza.
God is only one begotten son.
Ekigambo kye.
His word.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
N'amuwaayo tusobole okulokokera ku ye.
He gave him up that we may be saved through him.
Twali twafiira mu Adamu.
Why we are died through Adam.
Ne tuweebwa chance okuzuukira mu Kristo Yesu mukama waffe.
Given a chance to raise up in Christ Jesus our master.
Ate kitaffe teyakoma okwo.
And the Father did end on that.
Twaweebwa chance okuzaala omulundi ogwokubiri.
When we are given chance to get born again.
N'agamba naye okuzaala omwana ate n'omulekawo ku nsi.
Say to birth a child and you leave them on the world.
Nga mulekwa.
As orphans.
Ate nakyo tekikola makulu.
That will never makes meaning.
N'agamba kambasirikira omubeezi omwoyo omutukuvu.
Send them, send them help by the Holy Spirit.
Asubulenga okubalungamyanga.
He can lead them or raise.
Abayambe mubunafu ng'abaana.
Help them in weakness as children.
Bwe baba beetaaga nga tebamanyi kya kusaba.
If they need and they don't know what to ask.
Omwoyo oyo anajjanga n'antegeeza ng'obwetaavu bwabwe
buli. People come tell me as their need is.
Kale bwe njogera kwagala kwa Katonda kitaffe.
When I speak of the love of God the Father.
Weewuunyisa.
It is so amazing.
Era bwe tutasooka okutegeera ebyo.
When we did first realize that.
Kaakano n'atukomezaawo ekitabo ky'okujjukiza.
Right now we brought back the book of remembrance.
Asobola okutujjukiza bwe tulina okutambula mu nsi eno.
Can remind us how we are to move on this world.
Asobola okuddamu bwakabaka bw'omuguru.
That we can get back home in heaven.
Kale ebyo byonna abikolera mu kwagala okungi.
All that does it with much love.
Waliwo mumwe alowooza nti Katonda amwerabidde.
There is someone in you thinking God's forgotten you.
Era waliwo mumwe alowooza.
And there is someone in you thinking.
Oba oliawo talina pulaani nnungi gy'oli.
Perhaps he has no good plan your way.
Okuva obw'edda bwonna.
Right from old days.
Katonda abadde akulindiridde mu pulaani ze nnungi z'alina eri obulamu.
God is waiting for you on the good plans he holds over your life.
So mu kiseera kino.
Now in this time.
Oli wa ddembe okwewaayo eri Mukama.
You are free to give yourself up to God.
N'omugamba taata.
And you tell him Father.
Nkomyewo.
I've come back.
Badde ndowoozezza.
I had thought.
Era badde nfunye ekirowoozo ekibi.
The wrong thoughts.
Ng'agamba oyinza okuba wanneerabira.
Perhaps you forgot me.
Naye wakyaliwo essuubi.
But there is still hope.
Era ntegedde onjagala nnyo.
And I've understood you love me most.
Ne kankano.
And even now.
Njagala okulaba obulungi bwo.
I want to see your goodness.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ekigambo osobola okusinzira eyo gy'oli.
You can base on that word where you are.
N'okimuddiza.
And you bounce it back to him.
N'omugamba Mukama mpuli.
Tell him Father I heard.
Era tomuvangako.
And don't therefore seek me.
Wakyaliwo okwagala kwe gyendi.
There is still your love my way.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mbuuliza ku mugandawo.
Greet over your neighbor.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
Wish them the best.
Ebiva eri Katonda kitaffe.
Which come from God the Father.
Omwana.
The Son.
N'omwoyo omutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Omugambe.
You tell them.
Kitaffe olw'okutwagala ennyo.
Father for loving us so much.
Tugenda kusoma engwe za Setaani.
We are going to study schemes of Satan.
Ayongere tumulisiza bwe tunaawona Setaani.
Open light and ask how we shall escape Satan.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, it was when you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Twagala okulabika nga tweyongerayo.
We want to be moving on.
Tugenda kuba tulaba neera engwe za Setaani.
We are going to see schemes of the devils.
Eri Katonda n'eri Ekkanisa.
Unto God and unto His church.
Oba eri abantu ba Katonda.
Unto the people of God.
Yes, it was when you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tuludde akaseera nga tulambula omutwe guno.
Taken long explaining this heading.
Nga tukutegeeza eby'enkwe za Setaani.
And we tell you concerning schemes of Satan.
Era netutandika okwawula omwoyo wa Katonda.
And we began to separate the spirit of God.
N'ebikolwa eby'obutuukirivu.
And His works of righteousness.
Ku mwoyo gwa Setaani.
From the spirit of Satan.
N'ebikolwa byagwo ebitali bya butuukirivu.
And His works of unrighteousness.
Yes, we was when you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye twagamba nga bwe tulikomekereza ensonga eyo.
Told you as we winding up that issue.
Ate tuwanjula Kristo mutufu ne kanisa ye.
Still we introduce the right Christ and His church.
Ne bakristo ab'obulimba n'amakanisa
gaabwe. And the false Christ and their churches.
Yes, we was when you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Era mu lugendo luno nga tusoma.
And still in this journey as we study.
Tukyalaba guno omwoyo gwa Setaani ogulabikira mu nsolo.
We still see the spirit of Satan appearing in form of the beast.
Obwakabaka bwa Setaani.
The kingdom of Satan.
Tugina kuba tuyongere no mutu ogwo musango.
We're going to move on with the seventh head.
Ogwe nsoro.
Of the beast.
Mutu ogwo ogwo musango.
That seventh head.
Tuba tuogira ku rusozi ogwo musango.
We speak of the seventh mountain.
Omwezi kwatu lufuga mawanga.
Where the adulterous seeds to reign over nations.
Riba komera lya musango.
It's a seventh prison.
Stani mwasibira abantu batayinza kudda munsiyo
wa. Where Satan binds people not make it back home in heaven.
Ne bagwa mugeye.
And they fall in hell.
Divunanyizibwako oleni angel omukuru w'ekkumi.
Responsible over by the 10 major fallen angel.
Ejembe ery'ekkumi eriri ku nsi.
The 10th horn upon the beast.
Ne bamalayika abagwa.
And the fallen angels.
Piriyoni emu n'obutundundu mukaaga.
1.6 trillions of them.
Nga bavunanyizibwa ku kukyankalanya ebyobulamu.
And in charge of messing up the healthy.
So tugenda kuba tweyongerayo.
Moving on.
Okulaba engeri gye babbamu obulamu.
To see how they steal the life.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
And by name and voice.
Mutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamu ne musumba.
Together with Pastor Bosa.
N'omusomi wa Bible.
And our Bible reader, Teacher Isaac.
Tubaagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mulinnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tuzze tulaba omwoyo guno ogwa Sitaani.
We've come seeing the spirit of Satan.
Ogulabikira mu nsolo eyo.
Which appears in the form of this beast.
Era nga tukugambye.
And we have told you.
Tulaba omutwe gw'ensolo ogw'omusanvu.
See the seventh head of the beast.
Olusozi olw'omusanvu.
The seventh mountain.
Omwenzi kwafugira amawanga.
Where the adulterous reigns over nations.
Komera lya Sitaani.
It's the prison of Satan.
Mwasibira abantu ku nsi.
Where he imprisons people in the world.
Ne batayinza zuula bulamu bwabwe.
And they never discover their life.
Byeby'obulamu by'aba Sitaani.
That's the healthy of the devils.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mpoleni angel akulira ekibinja kino.
The fallen angel in charge of this group.
Yewe kumi.
Is the tenth major fallen angel, known as the 10th horn of the beast. He works with 1.6 trillion fallen angels to confuse whatever concerns life and healthy.
Yes, praise
Jesus for us. When you read in Daniel 7, verses 23, we are told of this beast like this.
Daniel esula y'omusanvu olunyi lwa 23. Nayogera bw'ati nti, ensolo y'okuna eriba obwakabaka obw'okuna mu nsi, obutalifaanana ng'obwakabaka bwonna, era obulirya ensi zonna, era obulizisambirira, era obulizimenyaamenya.
Yes, dear Lord,
praise Jesus so much.
When
the time we speak of this beast, don't look
away
for a physical beast.
Here
we speak of the kingdom of Satan, the spirit of Satan.
When you
hear it comes from the many waters,
that
the beast coming from the many waters,
don't
you think of the usual waters.
We
speak of tribes, nations, and clans.
Lends
in Revelation 17:15. This beast on which the adulterous Jezebel sits. The first fallen angel to fall and join on Satan. When they tell you it comes from the many waters, the
meaning
of the nations, clans, and languages. Let's move on. We hear Revelation
17:15.
Yes, praise
Jesus so much. The many waters where this beast springs from, the kingdom of Satan, the spirit of Satan.
Babira abantu ebikane nnimi n'amawanga.
These are the multitude, nations, clans, and languages.
Yes, praise
Jesus so much.
So ensolo eno tulude ebbanga tugisomako.
This beast we've taken long starting of it.
Era nitunyonyoka buli ekigiriko.
God explained everything about it.
Na tuli mukomekereza omutwe gwayo ogw'omusanvu.
We are winding up its seventh head.
Olusozi olw'omusanvu.
The seventh mountain.
Ekkomera.
The prison. The seventh prison of Satan. The healthy of the devils. Where
there
are bound people who never discover their eternal life. Of our home in heaven.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So n'olw'ensonga eyo.
Now because of that.
Omulundi guli twasembayo okutegeera.
The other time we last understood.
Engeri gye batubbako obulamu obutaggwaawo.
How they stole eternal life from us.
Bali tusobola kujjukira wa gye twava ne gye tudda.
Remember where we came from and where we are going.
Era ne batukakasa tuteekeddwa okuziikibwa mu ttaka.
Prove us we are meant to be buried in the ground.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So olwali twagala okwongera okutunuulira.
Then we want to move on look unto.
Engeri bwe bayita muto guno ogw'ensolo gw'omusana.
Seventh head of the beast.
Ebyobulamu bya basitaani.
The healthy of the devils.
Ne bongera okunyaga obulamu obuli mu musaayi.
And they move on snatch the life which is in the blood.
Ate ne badda ne mu mmere.
And they also go to the foods.
Eyandi tuyambye okwongera okwenenyanga erimu obulamu bwetuwa.
Helped us repent when it gives us much strength and life.
Nayo ne bongera ne bagifaafaaganya.
And they move on to mess it up.
Okulabika ng'omuntu tafuna kadde keetereza.
That a human being never gets them aligned himself.
Yonna balwanisa bulamu.
All that they are targeting fighting life.
Okusina mu kubikuli b'essuula eno ekkumi n'omusanvu.
According to Revelation 17.
Onyolo mwenda.
Verses 9.
Bakunnyonnyola nti ensozi emitwe gino omusanvu egy'ensolo.
Explain the seven heads of the beast.
Ziba ensozi omusanvu.
These are seven mountains.
Katusomeyo tuwulire.
Let's read and we hear.
Kubikuli essuula ey'ekkumi n'omusanvu n'olunyi lwa mwenda.
Revelation 17 verses 9.
Awe wali omwoyo ogulina amagezi. Emitwe omusanvu z'ensozi omusanvu omukazi zatuddeko.
Yesu
yebazibwe nnyo. Praise Jesus so much.
So ensolo eno wadde ggw'ogiraba n'emitwe omusanvu.
This boy sit with seven heads.
Naye si mitwe gino egyabulijjo.
These are not physical usual heads.
Nsozi.
These are mountains.
Ezitali za bulijjo.
Which are not usual.
Nga kintu ky'otasobola kumala gabuuka.
Something you can never escape is
that. Nga bw'olaba olusozi olutali lwangu lwakuwala.
Like you see a mountain not easy to climb.
Abamu kuno mutera okuloota.
Some of you dream.
Olina olusozi lw'owalampa nga liri straight.
You're climbing a straight mountain.
Ze nsozi ze
tuwogerako. Those are the mountains we speak of.
Wabula bino eby'obulamu by'abasitaani.
This healthy of the devils.
Omutwe ogw'omusanvu.
The seventh head.
Ogw'ensolo.
Of the beast.
Si kyangu okuzuula obulamu obwa ddala bw'olina okubeera.
Not easy to discover the rightful life you're meant to be in.
Bafuba olaba nga babuzaabuza obulamu.
Try to see they confuse the life.
Nga bwe twasooka okulaba.
Like we first saw.
Kiba na kizibu nnyo okuzuula obulamu obutuufu.
It's very hard to even discover the rightful life.
Osobola okuyita omubiri gw'obulamu.
And you can call your body life.
Naye nga si bwe bulamu.
Yet it's not the life.
Okuzuula obuzuuzi obulamu gye bwava ne gye budda.
Just to discover where life came from and where it's heading.
Ekyo nakyo kyaba kizibu wansi w'enjuba.
That too was very hard under the sun.
So buli lwe twogera ku mutwe gw'ensolo ogw'omusanvu. Olusozi olw'omusanvu.
The seventh mountain.
Si lwangu kuzuuliramu bulamu gye bugenda.
Not easy to discover within it how where life is heading to.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Era bangi bwe batyo bafaafagana wansi w'enjuba.
Many people mess and get destroyed under the sun.
Ne batayinza kuzuula waabwe.
And they never discover their home.
Si lwe lusozi lw'omalaga walampa.
It's not a mountain you easily climb.
Ne bukya ku makya nti nzudde waffe
mu ggulu. Don't I have discovered our home in heaven.
Era nti nsobola okuddayo ngenda kubeerayo ennaku zonna.
I can go back there, go to live there forever.
Kubanga gwe mutwe mwe bakugamba bagenda kuziika wali
eri. They tell you they're going to be buried in those burial grounds.
Kati olunaku lw'ova mu bintu lw'okimanya nti tebagenda kuziika.
Check out of the bodies when you discover you're not going to be buried.
Nga waliyo obulamu obuddako.
There is the next life.
Naye nga bonna baakubuzaabuza
ku nsi kuno. But all your life you got destroyed and confused on this world.
Kwegamba lusozi lw'otamala ganyuka.
It's a mountain you can't easily escape.
Lwe lusembayo.
It's the last mountain.
Bya bulamu.
It is healthy.
Era omuntu ayinza okukola eddalu wansi w'enjuba.
Someone can act stubborn under the sun.
Ayinza okwenda nabba n'akola
byonna.
Ayinza okugaggawala.
They can get rich and wealthy.
Naye ekibuuzo kye kikomekereza kigamba.
Question which ends up saying.
Obulamu obuddako ndagawa.
Why are you going in the next life?
Maze okulya nywedde byonna biweddewo.
Eaten, drink, drunk, everything is finished.
Kati sitaani obuseera byonna abeera yakumalira obudde.
I've spent all the time, wasted your time.
Obutazuula bulamu obwo bwatandikirawo ne gye bugenda.
Never to discover your life began from and where it's heading to.
Naye nga lwe lusozi olusembayo okuvvuunuka.
It's the last mountain to escape it.
Omala okugaggawala.
You first get wealthy.
N'olya buli kimu.
You eat everything.
N'ogwa walinya oli wagaggawala.
And you fall down, lie down, you got wealthy.
Obeera muvubuka n'okozesa amaanyi go gonna n'okola buli ddalu.
Use all your strength, do every stubbornness.
Mu kaseera ak'okuva mu mubiri.
In the time of checking from the body.
Mpozi ndagawa.
Where am I going maybe?
Wano waliwo ekibuuzo ku lusozi luno omanyi lwe yasembayo.
Atuwalampa. Question on this mountain for this, it's the last one, where as we climb.
Oyinza okuwalampa obwavu n'obusukka.
You may climb poverty by passing.
Olwo lusozi n'oluvuunika
wali. That mountain you pass it. No wagire mipira timu zone ziita
kusojirwe byemizanyo
no rusuka and you bypass the mountain.
No wagire bikano ofuno okuganja
support clans you gain favor through them.
Kusojirwa byabikana
nini mountain of clans and tribes.
No gena mu byekanise byobulimba
no ofuno
okuganja
gain favor from there.
No gena mu buroko
you go to the wizard spiritual wickedness.
Ebyo nanga biwedde
as all that is done.
Obo bulamu buddawa.
Where is the life heading to?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Someone can ask that, but when they begin to get old,
you
say, my God, what is next?
Because
prophet can lie all the time, but the day they check out of the body, my God, what is next now? I lie to get cars, but where is life heading to? A mountain which brings confusion, you see. Satan tries to see as if at least you don't climb to bypass it. It's straight. The other mountains, at least they have starting levels where you can climb from. But the mountain of life and health, it's straight. Everyone climbing it, they fall down.
For yes, we are to the
Jesus sent a rope our
way.
And he helped us.
Power
us on the way, the truth, and the life. But the mountain was very hard. All of us, we had failed to climb it. To pass through Adam. All of us, it failed and we died through him. It's not easy. Satan prepared this mountain. It's invisible within the world. People climb it as they fall. They
treat
the body, they think they got healed. The dead body they treat it never gets healed.
When they
speak of the mountain of hell, of the devil,
it's
not something you call simple. According to what we hear in John 10, John 10:10, when he reaches life,
and healthy,
still killing and destroying. John 10:10. Satan didn't come do anything else to destroy the life. That's why it's the last head. As you read there,
Satan
in John 10:10, he came to steal, kill and destroy. That's the head of life and health. It's what holds the number 666. Revelation 13:18. And Bible says, and the number of this man,
Satan,
the number 666. First six is standing on stealing. The second is to kill you. The third, if it endorses
you,
you have to head to destruction. And people look, what is all about that number? To steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Here
in the life, they have to confuse you. Like we first saw, they steal life from you from your womb.
Don't
know where you came from and where you are going.
How
concerning healthy and life is not something easy. And the father reached to say,
do
not cry over any other issues you've been crying for.
Upon
every person who has suffered on this world, the only reason to make you cry is one. Satan used to let captives get back to their home country. Found their lives and destroyed them. That's why when you look in Isaiah 14, 17, never lets captives get back to their home country.
Concerning
healthy and life, just to see you get destroyed. Let's hear.
Isaiah 14:17. Atatanga basibebe okudde waabwe.
Tayinza kuta kudda
kukuru. He cannot let you get back home in heaven.
Kati ogwo mtu gw'ebyobulamu.
Now the head of healthy.
Rusozi.
It's a mountain.
Ate komera.
And it's a prison.
Ayinza okukyanga kyangu obulamu.
He can play upon you concerning life.
Paka nga tosumuruddwa kutegeera wavaawa.
Not be set free to realize where you came from.
Era otandika n'okubanga obusibe bukujjuddemu nnyo.
You begin to have a lot of captivity within yourself.
N'ogamba.
And you say.
Nze wano we bananziika.
Me, I will be buried right here.
N'osigala kimu kukuziika.
You remain on one thing to bury you.
Olunaku lw'onaava mu mubiri kyebayita okufa.
Check out of the body what they call death.
Olw'ojjoka kasobulimba bwa Setaani.
When you realize the deception.
Bikwatagana ebyobulamu.
Of Satan concerning life.
Wanji.
Are we together?
Ira wano kore fujo na
dia you do all
this tunasingana wo mwenge
in the graveyard you pour alcohol there
tunamusha omwenge tunabujja go kunywa
we shall get your alcohol to drink
tunachakarawa
we shall rejoice from where
wewe ogenda okuva mbiro okimanyani tebetedi agenda kuzika
muta check from your bodies with your less nobody is to bury you in the grave
lona araba kumalaika wo kufa na magogo
when you will see of the angel of death and hell
ngabakunonyeho
they have come for you
omubiri gogulya
the body is right there
nga wakuyonjanga
you used to clean it
nolozo likubya bula munyo
thought you are alive
okera no seja
wake up in the morning you brush your teeth
nenge bigambo byo byoyogera to
wabisengeza byo byo dekati chai and not brush every rubbish comes from you
nona mu maso
wa wash your face
mbora bikeburu
that you look good
nayinga maso ka gomo yotegala baji wafane
yola your eyes don't see where you came from and where you're going
pa you want me to change
your body you shave your forehead you look good
mbori kubya bula mukoba kuwande mu fake
that give it a fake one
siganye kino kulongosa kino
chibodi clean this our body
nayo mundu uwo munda ali kubije
in a man is upwards
sitani ashuru kubwe
cyabe satan can confuse you
na kuraganga uri mukugije
shows you are growing fat gaining weight
umbo mundu uwo munda akogagwa
that man is finishing
kaza uzimba
you show your macho
banange yochoke kuchipata gani hiyo
bora kosai life and healthy
ndani ya kufera una kuruva bilu singana malaika
abadon the day you get from the body you meet angel abadon
malaika woku foyo
the angel of death
aliku kumbarasi yake
on the yellow horse
bwa kuja mnakwaso lio wejegere
and you over to the one of the chain
kuomanya
is when you realize
obramu weyongera
life moves on
muri mukatifa abajja mu byobulokozi
some of us who give in salvation
akati ngati tuagala kumanya
we don't want to know as we say
so runafa
me
as na runafa
when I die
nangenda mu
I'll go to heaven
yakujja ke kitwe
he took off what
to many kurubeli fana
you don't know how heaven
to many obili kugenda
we don't know the body going there how it appears
nanga we yogeze byombo ogenda mugu
big much claiming you go to heaven
oro zo mbili no musabisi kilo bakabaka bo
flesh and blood inherits heaven
bino bili mu kubuza buza kunje
there is much confusion
nali nga ali mu bulamu ali mu bulamu
Even though those things in life are not in real life.
Katonda complaining akuyambwa alineri nyeri okuba mulabo songa ya
kwa claims have a reputation of being alive yet they
die.
You are born again yet you died again.
Atula abantu mirambo ku
musiko. Don't see people are moving dead bodies on this world.
Asaba ngatabaza idogwa
ku. They are not yet born again.
Ni stand abakaka sabara
mu. Set them proof them they are alive.
Atare kwe
he says you
aliko ito mulambo
would you say I'm a dead moving thing
afera kubyo mulambo
god you concerning life
paka ngozikirira
till you get destroyed
ira katonda chimanya abantu bafu
damu adamu
bibi
bakola died in order for the sins they committed
na is dani amapaka santi
badamu they proves that they're living
umbe tebaina mubiri gwako
ku they have no body of heaven
uno mbiri abantu gwamba mubiri gwako fa
people are clothing is a body of death
kali bwe kituka kubyobula
na when preaches lies
sitani asubuluza nyira ku muntu
satan can play on a human
baka wana ava mubiri bamusule mukiri
till they check out of the body to be thrown in hell
oluvanyi muri kyo bamusanu se munyanja yo
muri after that they will melt them in the lake of fire
ekisoka sitani amanyo muntu omutufu
yani and for most satan knows the rightful person who you
be yamanyo yo yamba de kibogi
knows that your clothing a box
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Ogwo mubiri gwamanyisi
you. That your body, he knows it's not you.
Kati akubuliza buliza muli n'otazula kitufu.
Now we confuse, you never realize the rightful thing.
Kitafu yagawa mu Yeremia 22:10.
Father said in Jeremiah 22:10.
Ndi mwana mukyakabira afa.
If you still crying for the dead.
No yagenda.
The one who goes.
Ni kizivute mukabira
bwe. Problem, don't cry for that.
Mukabe kubanga tasobode kudda wa muguru.
But not made it back to their home country.
Yeremia Israeli 22:10.
Jeremiah 22:10.
Temukabira maziga oyafa sote mumukongo bagira naye mumukabire nnyo nnyini amaziga oyagenda kubanga tachadda nate sote lira bansiye wawe
akati ndozo abe kizibu ekiri.
Now you see the problem here.
Obeera wano kunsi.
You are right with this world.
No baro budde.
If you waste your time.
Ekikomekereza ewe etaga bulamu.
What ends up at the end, you need life.
Obuta kwao.
Eternal life.
Byonna bikoma awo nakubona ava mu
and there that they check out of the body.
Lojozura ndobulamwe busembayi.
When you discover that life is the last.
Mubiyo bweta avubo.
In things of your name.
Ebisingo kuba ekikulu
ekyaddala. The major, major thing.
Ate sibu obo mubiri.
Not this physical life of the
body.
Obo
obuli musayi na obo.
Butono nyo. Very little of life.
Ngenda kubwogera ko masa.
I'm going to speak of it ahead there.
Ate stand na yafubula banga nabo bukendera ddala.
Satan sees that he gets reduced totally.
Anytime
it reduces, you don't get time to repent to be given life of heaven.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
That, yes, Danny.
Now, Satan,
confusion
to put much on the world.
Till
you've not discovered that you came from heaven. But you know you came from a clan of a certain place. And from this mountain, and from this nation and tribe,
it
can confuse you like you see, it's confused this world. You get saved, you remain claiming, I will be buried in this other place. You cannot prove concerning life. What we call the healthy sector.
They
put the system of their healthy to confuse life. And they make you a mirror that you can look through and you say, now I look.
And
God who brings the mirror of the word. You are inside that body.
Now,
the mirror of the word shows you something else. It says you are right in that body. The mirror of your house tells you are the one in the body. The day you will check out of the body, you will understand the rightful person. The one you saw in the mirror and the one inside the body.
So yes,
now the world is right there with its confusions.
But
when it reaches health, Satan got worse.
Can't
accept anyone get back home in heaven.
We started
last time, if you can discover concerning our life,
how
it
came
in heaven and brought on the world, we would have been able to get back there. Right now the problem which came, what concerns you yourself, you as the spirit,
is
what he first made disappear. When you took yourself to that body, and it tells you, see, now it is you.
Yet
God says that's the body of death you're clothing. You're meant to unclothe it to put on the body of life.
And
we see as if we are living.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much. According to 1 Corinthians 15, right from verse 22, the Bible says, after we sinned through Adam, we all died through Adam. Yeah, I'm heading on what I'm speaking of.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much. Speak of the life within the blood.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much. We spoke of the life of our spirit that it already got forgotten.
That
body we are into is the body of death. The life within it is minimum, is of the blood.
So katuogere kumbidi ogwa okufa.
Now let's speak of the body of death.
No bulamu obutone nnyo buli mosha.
And the little life in the blood.
Nina munga stani afubo okole ekibi kende.
That two sin that Christ you commit sin that it reduces.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
kwogera ku mubiri ogw'okufa
wetwambadde
n'obulamu obutini obuli mu
musaayisongaera
sitaana bwafuba buggweemu buli lwakwongera okukola ekibi nga mukama asala emyaka gy'obulamu atida bawesiga omubiri guno ogugwa oli mulamu kumbe n'okulamu otulimu twonna tutini
wetutituli
mu musaayi
kyokka
ne sitaani twayagala twanoonya ate ng'ayongera kukoza bibi bakusala obulamu so wano wetutandikidde okwogera ku bulamu obwo obutini nga twogera ku bulamu ku mubiri ogw'okufa n'obulamu obutini obulimu obuli mu
musaayiso
nga nabwo sitaani afuba okola ekibi kama ayongere
obukendeeza
naye kaakano Kristo yazuukizibwa mu bafu gwe mwaka omubereberye ogwabo abeebaka 21 kubanga okufa bwe kwabaawo ku bw'omuntu era n'okuzuukira kw'abafu kwabaawo ku bwa muntu 22 kuba bonna nga bwe baafiira mu Adamu era bwe batyo mu Kristo bonna mwe balifuukira abalamu.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Abantu ku nsi olw'ekibi kya Adamu kye twakola mu lusuku olubereberye essuula
ey'okusatu
bonna baafa.
All of them died.
Ne bagibwako omubiri
gw'omuntuomwali
obulamu obujjudde era
obutuukiriddene
baweebwa omubiri gw'okufa
omubiri
gw'ennyama guno gwe
tulimu obutuufu
ng'otulamu otulimu tutininnyo
bwetute
nga tuli mu
musaayi
ate ate sitaani ng'ayongera tukoza bibi
babukende
kyokka ye ng'alinga atukakasa
nti
ate ggwe oli mulamu nnyo
kagiri
kwogenda wali ne weekebera nga tolimu wadde kasirimu nga tolimu wadde
kansa
n'otusujja
mungolowooza
oli mulamu
twali
bulamu
bwa
ye sitaani yaferanse
ku
by'obulamu yalimanya
ate life so much
era otambula omanye oli mulamu
kume
wafa dda
akale
ekizibu
enfa
yaffe
nayetwasokakati
mukama waffe yesu ajja ku
nsinagambaleka
abafu bagende
bazibe
omanye omuyigiriza
omu
afiirwa
akati
omulambo gwafa
kubagera
gwali
mulambo
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Akati Peter n'agamba.
How Peter said,
Mukama waffe,
leka maloge nanzike kitaawe. Let me go first bury my father.
N'amugamba.
He told him,
leka emirambo. Oba bafu bagende bazikibwa.
They go bury their own dead. And he said, Lord,
bana batwala omulambo n'omulambo.
The dead body and the dead body.
Tewagala gamba mbiri bafu.
Both of them are dead.
Naye baafiira ddala mu Adamu.
Died through Adam.
Zino zi vampires zitambula
ku nsi. Vampires walking the moving dead walking on the world.
Kakatebereza.
Now imagine.
Nga mutuufu tuzaalibwa.
Truly we are born.
Olaba oli mulamu ba.
You claim you are healthy and alive.
Kumbe eri ebyandikwa bigamba wafa dda.
Yet scriptures say you died long time.
Ani aba akufeze buno obulamu obutaliyo.
Is conned with this life which is not rightful.
Kati naye omanyi abafiiridde
mu kigwe. Do you know how many have died in the thing?
Ne bafa nga bafu ne bafu nga bafu
and they died dying
ne bambula omubiri gw'okufa
and clothe the body of death
bagenda okizula ye
they discover
bana
my God
ate envunyu zivuddewo
where did the maggots come from
ani andia lwaki mundia
why are you eating
iri wali wayambala omubiri gw'okufa oli mufu
a body of death you are dead
bana
prayerfa
nafata
I died long time
are ne jiro jiwa malaika bokufa obato nabikakasa
angels of
nabe mago
before you prove
neba kutwala magombe nga
tunakakasa they take you in hell before you prove all these things
enako musamu 24 hours
basobola kulekawo 24 hours they can leave you around the world
mtu kanola bengu nyumba
zili see magots eat up your body looking in your grave where they put the dead body of yours. My God. As you look on yourself, this body they have given me is for who now? I am like a dry stick.
There
is a body lamentations.
We
check from this body.
And you're
not born again. They give you that body.
You
appear like a dry stick, bent like that, without shape. Now, no human being is on the world thinking they have life. What
did
he call them to condemn the seventh head of the beasts?
Remember,
it's the seventh head of Satan.
Dragon,
the dragon, the old
serpent,
is to hold seven heads.
That
of the health which is deceptive.
See,
when you prove you are alive, yet you died long time. Don't you see religion? You are out there, you died, even getting born again is not there. Now in salvation,
you can
retain a name yet you have not ever get born again.
And
you don't even have a body from heaven.
But
I'm alive, I got born again.
Now in
Matthew
8,
verse 21-22, the life in the blood is very
minimal.
That in this body of death.
So
there is nothing like real life in that word.
Matthew 8:21. Yesu n'amugamba nti ita nange.
My Lord,
Peter, now
I pass with you.
Dead
go borrow, they are not dead. What?
What are you making?
Are they moving dead bodies? Let me tell you,
friend.
When you reach outside, don't scold people, but they are dead.
And
you
do,
you have not gotten saved from that death.
As
God gave you grace.
But
people are moving dead.
We take
them slow, we don't speak much. They may arise against us.
They think
they are living, Satan deceived them long time.
And passed
through the seven head of the beast.
The
of the devils, which is deceptive. It's a mountain.
Satan
reigns over them, never to discover life. It's a prison. You never discover until you check out of this body. When you realize the body had died long time, when you realize it's not been you, the body. Now our Lord Jesus, he told disciples, dead go bury their own dead. I want to bury my father. Go away. Let dead bodies go bury their fellow dead. What?
If
you undertake such a word,
you can
still blood. All long we are not alive.
The
dead body they are carrying and they're moving dead. This one
had
died the second time. Now Satan proved the world. What they are buried there, that's the human being, and is alive. When
you
check from the body,
you
realize life and the world, what concerns life, is stand upside down. You go on the
ground,
you cry in a barrel, and you say,
you,
what are you crying for?
They have buried
me when?
Maybe
healthy, you call it food.
But
your forefathers were struck by that. Oh,
in this I have a poor
baby. All struck them when they checked from the body.
You
said what?
But you
know, oh, look. agenda okukoola
bajjajjabalabika
wejjukira malayika okufa n'abadoni
babeera
bazene bwoyita emizimu
gy'abajjajjakubanga
tegiba nayo be babadde
babikufeerakubanga
omwonoonyi
mugeyenmutukuvu
mu kibuga
kyaktond
You're not visible of
you discover everything when you're out of the body.
The world
all along has been lying concerning lies.
Even
doctors have never treated a human being.
All they are
on the box, the body treating it.
But
treating a dead body, you cannot heal it. treat you all along, you don't get healed. This body died long time. So death.
And
after you sleep like this, and it's no one like that. When you wake up and yawn, the smell alone. Now look. These are treating their doctors.
They
are on a dead body treating it.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus.
But
now,
according
to Romans 8, Romans
7,
verse
24,
this man laments with the body of death.
And he
say, why not me this body of death?
It's not
truly a problem on the world. For us, the church, we ourselves, we had failed to bring the light of life. That they seemeth living in the body where they are.
When we
tell them just the way the truth and life.
We
don't explain them what form of life.
What form
of life does Jesus come and bring?
Speak
of life of your spirit.
Which
is given you, which is eternal.
And
put in the body which comes from heaven. Which they are meant to give you living forever.
Through
getting born again.
Christ
Jesus our master.
Yes, he was with
praise me. Jesus
so much.
Now, when you read here,
Romans 7:24,
man laments with the body of death.
Romans 7:24. Zenga ndi muntu munaku. Ani alindokola omubiri ogwokufa kono. Rabbi Mutan. Neba Sakatonda kwa Yesu Kristo mukama waffe. Kali. Bwechi tionzenze ka umagezi, ndi mudu wa mateka ga katonda. Na imo mobili, wateka liachivi.
Agama na iba nangu.
Why is it now?
Ani anamponyo mbili kuwa kufa
kuno. Oh, we saw it from the body of death.
Wadabu kwa mbili mundangu
gori. You see that body you are into?
Biachia inyo nangati.
It is all fake, not real.
Obosivura.
That is not life.
Nakati, oliku sitani ya kufezi.
Now you say that is conned you.
You
walk even shaking your bum out there.
Me,
I am alive, leave me alone. All I have is mine. The men move and they are going to commit adultery and immorality. Me, life is mine.
But
all that is useless, meaningless. You are on a mountain.
Okay.
Healthy of the devils, what they are doing upon you there. They put you in a prison.
They
discover you are a dead body all along.
And you
feel the strength. When you walk like that. 1, 2, 3, 4 feet.
Ha.
The
mulamu.
I am alive.
Even
the body you clothe is of death. You scratch on your skin like this. You feel the smell.
When
we put on lotions on ourselves, and at least they look a bit clean. But you walk with your toilet, okay. It is right within you. God held the ball of death. And he covered things in there. Now this body.
Satan
called many people thinking they are alive. God says, this is the body of death.
Ever
since you died in Adam, that is the body which was given you. It is the little life. You need the body from heaven. Now when we speak in the criteria of life, how Satan confused it. Why we bring the three criteria.
You
live upon the spirit in that body. And where you came from in heaven. And how you're meant to get back there. That one vanished is no more. And they show you this life. It is you.
His body.
That is the body die
which
even life in the blood is very minimal. That is cornmanship which is there.
They
took us to life within food. And they devastated the all of it. Of food which will sustain us that will repent. When you eat food a little, you struggle.
You're
like 20 years, you're having back pains.
You
walk like that. 20 years.
The
family genetic foods.
You are useless people.
And they say, useless.
The
devil sits under the ocean and speaks. They make all their programs.
Give
you oranges, but you don't even eat them.
If
you think of all forms of sickness.
So
but we've not reached yet there.
But
Second Corinthians 5, let's not hold on this body. Its life is very minimal.
It's
blood and that you see that fights it so much. But it tells us,
fight,
be clothed the body from heaven,
where
there is eternal life. It speaks like this.
Second Corinthians 5 from verse 1.
We clothe
the body from heaven before we unclothe this one. We really got to understand this the life in this blood.
It's
the body of death, it died a long time.
Even
life within the blood, very small minimum life.
And
on this life, the virus which eats up that life.
We
fight with them, we have to get medicine.
Just
the medicine to Satan steals it.
It
says all trees on the world are his. When it reaches life, he tries to see that it ruins a human being.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Cover these bodies of death, there's no life in it. You groan, yearn from the Lord. A body from heaven to prove your life.
Bible
speaks it's the eternal body. But
the problem is one.
Unto
the one who had ever got me in this salvation, it has signs like this. It yearns much for the food of the word of God.
That's
what keeps it in you living. Praise Jesus so much.
You
refuse to remain in the word. Dies again and gets out of you. And you remain with this body of death alone. That's why it tells you so much. As newly born babies, desire the sincere milk of the word. The sincere milk of the word which will grow you. Which keeps the body given you from heaven. Tells us in 1 Peter chapter
2.
And he speaks this.
Petero. 1 Peter chapter 2 from verse 1.
When
you get born again, when you're given the body from heaven, it needs much the word of God to protect and keep it. For the evil sins, virus which resumes to kill that body. You may remain claiming born again. And you just hold
the
name. You died again and you remain with your body of death. And there is nothing like life you have.
He
tells that to us in Revelation 3. Verses 1 and it says this.
Kubikura esula iyokusato. Nolu nyiriri ulisoka.
Revelation 3 from verse 1.
Era. Era eri malaika owekanisa eyomusadi wandiika nti bwati wayogera oyo alina emyoyo omusanvu ekya Katonda n'emmunyeenye omusanvu nti mmanyi ebikolwa byo ng'olina erinnya ery'okuba omulamu era oli mufu.
Osobola okubeera n'erinnya.
You may have a name.
Born again Christian.
Born again munaloko kadi muloko.
Nze.
Me.
Nazaliwa okwoku.
I got born again.
Nagamba wow.
And he said nothing.
What demon of
you died again.
Wagano
to hear the what the food of the living
word. You would
think you're outside
the body. You
don't get the food of the living
word.
You are outside making noise.
Satan confused
you died again.
There is
no life you have. When you check out of the body, you prove that.
You say,
body of death.
I don't
have a body of heaven to prove I will give an eternal life.
You
find yourself in that body, which is like a dry stick. And you bent yourself like 4 times with that right foot shape. One part is you are all without shape.
He helps you
take you in hell, see people there, how they appear.
The
heads are stretched, bent, and fallen off like this. One head is so big, is hanging, they cannot hold it. Now you are claiming you are saved. Are you sure you are saved? Or you just hold the name?
Yes, you must
embrace Jesus.
Amen. So, if
your Sunday life is filled of chaos,
and
when Satan is in the seventh head of the beast,
it's
the kingdom of Satan,
it's
the spirit of Satan. It's the mountain,
the
healthy of the devil, which is deceptive. You climb it, you fall.
You
never discover the end of life till you check out of the body. Others are afraid to go up in the space.
To see
whether they will discover another life.
They have
all wasted time. Prison doesn't accept you to discover. the rightful life and health. You are in that body thinking you have life.
There is
that little life
which
in the body of flesh, the body of death.
It's
in the blood. But that life too is very minimal.
We
are kept just on that minimal life.
If
the blood there gets silenced,
combine
life in the blood and the water. It's the major right here. If they cut you off now, even if you
had
no sickness and the blood ceases,
you
begin to see there's nothing which has been life there. Yet Satan tries to see that we commit sin to reduce that life.
But
the more we commit sin, the life in the blood, God reduces it.
And
he cuts the years. He doesn't come to cut them like this.
He
goes in the life within the blood, reduce it. You call it what?
Genes.
Red blood cells. The different red blood cells. And it reduces it. Concerning life, things are not easy. According to Genesis
9:4,
there is a little life in our blood. In this body of death. But it's not real life. Genesis 9:4.
Naye nyama awamu n'obulamu bwayo gwe musayi gwayo temubiryanga.
Kakati oliwo obulamu butini nnyo.
There is a little life
mu mubiri ogwo ogw'okufa.
Body of death.
Butini buli mu musayi.
It is within the blood.
Era bwe muwulira nti basaddaase.
When you hear the sacrifice,
tebanoonya ekyo kikale ekyo kye mulaba.
They don't seek for the color you see.
Waliwo otulamu basitaani bwe banoonya tuba tutunye kuli mu musayi.
There is a little life they will seek for which is in the blood.
Abooluganda.
Brethren.
Ebikwatagana n'ebyo omutwe guno ogw'ensolo ogw'omusayi.
What concerns the seventh head of the beast?
Ebyobulamu by'abasitaani.
Healthy of the devils.
Bisozi lw'otamala gabana hampa n'olunnyo.
Mountain you cannot easily climb and pass by it.
Kumera mu tebakuta paka lw'onaava mu mubiri nga tozudde byabulamu.
Prison they never set you free to check out of the body without discovering.
Basobola okukuleka n'olya n'ozimba.
They can eat, you drink and you build. Realize what we did to him. We go with him in hell. Eating and drinking, it doesn't affect Satan. If you eat and drink, do that.
As long
as you don't get the life, it knows of the eternal life. Cover yourself your eternal spirit. Meant to possess an eternal body from heaven. And
he
knows you can't get it except you repent of sins. And you get born again. Tries to see you don't discover that.
You
too came in salvation.
You
are in power.
I see
go to all nations. Walk nations.
It
leads you in that foolishness.
You're
thinking the whole life.
Satan
was just for heaven. They want too much to go back there.
Now he came
on the healthy, he devastated all of it. No human being discovers life. Doctors have tried to discover healthy and life. It's failed.
They
brought medicines and foods forever living.
These
are blasphemous names of the beasts.
Kizigo bakireta nga basitaani bakituumya erinnya.
Ejeri the devils bring it.
Byakulya.
These are food supplements.
Nga babiyita forever living.
They call them forever living.
Nti bw'okirya.
That when you eat it.
Genda kubeerawo ennaku zonna.
Going to live forever.
Kati nawe okumanya obwongo bwo nti
butegeerekeka. To prove your mind never understands well.
Mere kiki wuliwulidde nti abantu bagiyidde ne babeerawo ennaku
zonna. Have you ever had people eat and they live forever?
Olina eddalu mu bwongo.
You have madness in that mind.
When
the pastor is selling them.
Pastor Jessica Nankani.
Pastor Jessica
She is brought forever living.
Now, Pastor,
you have madness in that mind.
And you see,
they eat and someone lives forever. Most people say, this is
publicization.
No, that is foolishness. We have to tell them that what we've done is foolishness. Life of the devils to confuse people. When you find those of Jehovah, don't give them 1 minute attention to them.
You're
going to live in the garden of God on the world. My father is in heaven. I want to go to heaven. Tell me I hang on this world.
The scriptures,
the world is going to pass away.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
So, if you are
now concerning healthy,
Daniel, for whatever, nobody Messiah, one of the people
tries to see that in the blood too is vanished.
Yakoza Abantum Rubidis,
people in Genesis 6 could commit sin.
Nebus Uram, the book ended is that now
was reduced by God, which is in the blood.
At Noah,
up to today, price that. Commit sin to anger God and reduces their life, which is in their blood, to die without repenting.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus. Now in Genesis,
Satan
and his fallen angels come in human beings, they stir them up, commit sin. Let's read and we hear.
Genesis 6 from verse
1.
Awo abantu bwe basooka okweyongera ku nsi ne bazaala abaana ab'obuwala olwokubiri. Abaana ba Katonda ne balaba abawala b'abantu nga balungi. Ne bawasanga abakazi mu bonna be baalonda. Olwokusatu. Mukama n'ayogera nti omwoyo gwange teguwakanenga na muntu emirembe n'emirembe. Kubanga naye gwe mubiri. Naye ennaku ze ziriba emyaka 12.
Owulira obulamu bwe baabusala.
Hear how they cut the life.
Kumurembe kwa Noah teri.
The era of Noah.
Miaka na agamba kati.
When he said now.
Ura muwenda temu. Ura mugezeza
kwenye. Put in the blood if you try much.
Uburi mwesayo.
That in the blood.
Ubugeza kwenye.
If it tries
much. Uweze chukumi mwari.
It will reach 120 years.
Na yoye speed jetuka dija
kwa mwari. But the speed at which we age these days.
Atebio tuogera kumiaka jan Noah.
And that we speak of the eras of Noah.
Kwa gara tu kare rowe tuli.
Want to reach where we are right now.
Kwanga chiri bubika tichiri
bubika. For it's worse at the moment.
Obada mbuwa musayi butini
inyo. Life in the blood is very minimal.
Irebo tukua ata akapima obada mbuwa.
And when we get which can measure that life.
Anang. Tuli bubi.
We are so bad love. But remember these days, let's move on. We hear Genesis 6, verse 4.
Mubire ebyo waliwo abanefuli mu nsi era oluvannyuma abaana ba Katonda bwe baayingiranga eri abawala b'abantu ne babazaalira abaana bano be baamaanyi abaasooka edda. Abantu abayatiikirira.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus so much.
Ebiro ebyo
in those days. Fallen angels came make bodies for themselves. Those who are called the giants of those days. The Nephilim.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
era ate nga bamalayika bamaze okwekolera emibiri
amalayika
abaagwa
ne
bayingira eri abaana
b'abantu
kati kye baakola
emiyo
gya bamalayika abaagwegimu
nga
gye giyingira mu lubuto lwagiza
ne
bazaala ekyana nga kikula ku
supiidi
okireka mu buliri nga kyebase
nga
kizuukukayo ne kinywa amata musepiti yonna ne
kigamalamu
abamu baazaalanga ebisotasota ebyasinzibwanga nga boolaba leero bwe
bakola
ne bakyankalanyiza ddala obulamu kati ebirowoozo by'abaana b'abantu byongera okubanga byali
bibyere
lubereberye essula y'omukaaga olunyirwako
taano Genesis 6 verse 5
Mukama n'alaba obubi bw'omuntu nga bungi mu nsi na buli kufumitiriza kw'ebirowoozo by'omutima gwe nga kubikwereere bulijjo olw'omukaaga Mukama ne yejjusa kubanga yakola omuntu mu nsi
owulidde ekyaliwo
you hear what happened
omuntu bwe yayongera okukola ebibi
when man moved on commit sin
olwa bamalayika abaagwa
of the fallen angels
nga bamubalaba leero ennaku zino we
bazze ku nsi today they have come on the world
omuyita ba aliens
those you call the aliens
oba obusajja
all the funny men
gye bakomye okujja mu nsi n'okweyoleka eri ensi
the more they have come in the world to manifest the world
ensi eyongedde kukyankala
the world has got more messed up
naye andibadde omusumba ajawo yayonooneka
ddomogwe
kaakati katonda we kyekyamuviirako sala emyaka egy'obulamu obuli mu musaayi ku mulembe gwa
Noa
naye ng'abantu baawangaalanga nnyo
nnyo
nga kakaseera
tekannatuuka
bwe tuddako mu lubereberye essula eno
ey'okutaanoabantu
baawangaalanga kumpi ayagala kwawangaala
kyasa
obulamu bwali bukyawerawerako obw'omu
musaayi naye
kakati wenjogerera
bannakiri bubi
katusomeke okwo mu lubereberye
ettaano
olaba nti obulamu bwe bwali obungi nnyo obwali mu
musaayi
mu biro biri ebyasooka nga tetunnaba tuuka ku mulembe gwa
Noa
lubereberye essula y'okutaano olunyo lusooka kino kye kitabo ky'okuzaalibwa kwa Adamu olunaku Katonda lwe yatonderamu omuntu mu kifaananyi kya Katonda mwe yamutondera olw'okubiri omusajja n'omukazi bwe yabatonda n'abawa omukisa n'abatuuma erinnya lyabwe Adamu ku lunaku lwe yabatonderamu olw'okusatu Adamu n'amala emyaka 130 n'azaala omwana ow'obulenzi mu kifaananyi kye mu ngeri ye n'amutuuma erinnya lye Seezi
kaakati wano jjukira bali abalala yali
yabazadde
omwana owookusatu amuzaalidde ku myaka
mmeka
wali mu kusala emyaka baatusalako obulamu obuli mu
musaayi nga
kizibu okutuuka 13
n'agamba
zibire
120
kati katulabe emyaka emirala gye
yawangaalayo
lubereberye essula y'okutaano olunyi lwakuna
Genesis 5 verse 4
ennaku za Adamu bwe yamala okuzaala Seezi emyaka 8 n'azaala abaana b'obulenzi n'ab'obuwala
bwe yamala okuzaala omwana w'obulenzi
w'okusatu
Adamu n'awangala emyaka
8
n'azaala mu kiseera eky'abaana
b'obuwala
emyaka 8 obulamu bwali bukyaweraawerako mu musaayi ne mu mubiri guno
ogw'okufa
kati mubiri gw'okufa tisi yali ataddemu obulamu obuli mu musaayi
mulamukufu
n'okulwala
teriye
emyaka 8 yalinga mu myaka 4 ng'olwo yakavubuka wa myaka nga
18
ate tise egyaleero ow'18 oliawo olina mukadde
kyuka
myaka 8 oba yagala okuwangala kyasa
ye
kati n'okuweza ebibiri
bwe 200 years 200 years.
Banage.
Friend. I don't know where you have passed to reach there.
The sin of what it does in the world, life in the body is very minimal.
The one who lived much in the era of these people, Methuselah, 969 years. Let's see verse 25. Genesis 5:25.
Methuselah n'amala emyaka 187 n'azaala Lameka.
Kaakati emyaka meka?
187.
Agenda kuweza bibiri azaala mwana asooka.
Reaching 200 years is giving birth to the first child.
Lubereberye essula y'okutaano olunyiriri lwabiri mukaaga.
Genesis 5:26.
Methuselah n'awangaala bwe yamala okuzaala Lameka emyaka 782 n'azaala abaana ab'obulenzi n'ab'obuwala. Abiri musanvu. Ennaku zonna eza Methuselah ne ziba emyaka 969 n'afa.
Abange.
Friends.
Ebbanga eyo n'oba tonnazuula nsi eno bizibu bigirimu.
Oh, that long you've not discovered problems on the world.
Emyaka 9
nkaaga. 69 years.
Yali abuzaayo emyaka 3.
He was remaining with 31 years. To finish a century. And to finish 1,000 years.
That
was a lot in the blood by then. When Satan saw that, he said, most are even repenting. Changed in Genesis 6. Increased sins in the era of Noah. God reduced years. He said, let it be 120.
Life
in the body of death. That in the blood. God be cut so much.
Now,
era of Noah, very long time. And
220.
Very few, 120 years.
He
joined 900 years. Almost died, just fleshly born. You've died when you compare 120 to 900. Life totally got reduced, brethren.
As we reached the era of King David.
And reduced it to 70 to 80. Now, the strength of food is what can help us. And he moved to reduce the years. The era of King David. Let's read Psalms 19.
Zaburi esura ya 9. Zaburi sura ya 9 tanikiyo.
Katusomeni kuvukemu enjili yezimu. Katusomeni uro mwenda.
Zaburi sura ya 9 uro mwenda.
Psalms 90:9.
Kubange na kuzafe zona ziita mu busungu bwo. Emiyaka chafe jigwa unge chiru wozo. Rekomi. Ennaku z'emyaka chafe jemiyaka nsanvu. Era naye amaanyi gaweza emyaka 8.
Kakati amaanyi g'emmere.
Now strength of food.
Ge yagamba ke Elijah.
Which spoke of and told Elijah.
Tigendera amaanyi g'emmere.
Go in the strength of food.
Ge gabadde gatusindikirizaako kale.
What's been pushing us at least.
Wango kutuka ku mulembe gwa Kabaka Daudi.
Reaching the era of King David.
Obulamu bweyongedde okukyama.
And life is gotten reduced.
Kama ayogera mu Zaburi eno.
God speaks in these Psalms.
N'agandi kati muli ku nsanvu.
And he said, right now you're on 70.
Niye singa amaanyi g'emmere gano gakuumibwamu.
Strength of food is added in you.
Osobola okuyingira ku 8.
You can reach 80 years.
Ng'okyali mu embavu.
And you still have some strength in you.
Naye bannange.
But friends.
Okuva ku mulembe gwa Kabaka
Daudi. Right from the era of King David.
Kutuuka leero.
We're reaching today.
Kuli kwana ku mukaaga
kale. We are 40 to 60 years. Friends, life has totally reduced. So you try all put many hospitals, but the most sin lives in the world. Life God reduces it. That within the blood,
in
this body of death. ebirwadde,
the sicknesses,
olw'obulamu obutini,
because of little life,
omubiri munafu nnyo tegusobola resistinga ndwadde,
all age too weak, it can't resist most of the sickness.
Wabula kati otawula ebyobulamu buli
gyenyiitidde. Right now, the battle of healthy is going to spread much.
Bwe kibanga obulamu buli obw'omu mwoyo ate bwabuzaabuzibwa.
Life of the spirit was confused.
Nga tokyetegeera gwe yava mu ggulu.
No more realize yourself you came from heaven.
Engeri gy'olina okuddayo.
And how you to make it back there.
Kakati ne bakulimbisa omubiri guno ogw'okufa.
And they light you with this body of death.
Ne bakakasa nti gwe bulamu
ate. And they prove you it's the life instead.
N'otamanya guli ogwo olina okwambala okuva mu
ggulu.
Waliwo obuzibu bw'amaanyi. Kuba ate mu kwongera okwonoona, obulamu bw'omusaayi nabwo
busalibwako.
Eraga nti singa kali mugezaako okulya emmere, nateekamu ku maanyi agayinza
okubayambako.
Ne gakubwongeza yongezaako.
Abyogera
ku mulembe gwa
Dawudi.
Waise emyaka egiwererako ddala
kati.
Kale ekitono ennyo giyinza okuba emyaka nga tuli mu 1,200 ziringa
1,300
okutuuka ku Dawudi
naye
kati raba
look
n'owa emyaka omukaago omugulu gumu okugulu
kumuluma
omutwe gunnuguluma obugumba bwonna bulimu endwadde ezengeri
zonna
bw'otaba simanyi na siko
seero
simanyi olina
allergy
obulamu butini tebukyasobola nakwerwanirira obulimu
musaayi
naye bibi kati sitaani akuba obutafuna obudde
obw'okwenenya
adata amaanyi g'emmere
now the strength of food
okusooka eddagala yali bba
first the herbs they stole them
n'akakasanga emiti gy'omunsiko gigye
all trees of the fields are of him
kyokka namu mwalimu nkukala ate ku ngeri gye tuyinza okukamulakamulamu ku bulamu
the hard way we can suck life and get medicine from there
kati emmere ate nayo
now the foods themselves
ebadde evaamu ku maanyi ne twongereza yongerezaako
got strength to add life in us
wekatteebereza muli myaka asatu
imagine your 30 years now
nitya okulaba okutuse kutuse
look how you're all broken
laba ono ali mwata
look this one in 50 years
suuka wetunuleko
look at yourself
kati ne baleeta ow'emyaka ataano ow'emirembe
gyabanyaweemabega
wali
Noah
gyaba misusera
of Methuselah
ne bamuteekawo naawe
put them there with you
oyinza okugamba nnakyenga nakalabuka
me I got so old like this
guno omubiri gw'okufa nga
gukoleaeth
naye nga tuli ku nsi ebyobulamu tetubitegeera oba n'abasawo bambi basoma bityo
bagezaako
naye nga kubuzaabuzibwa
kwonna
kutandika lya bimeremere
bitategeereka
mwe temwamanya nkoza
sitaani
ez'okutonda ebimeremere ebikumaliramu
ddala
ate baagizuula nti katonda waakoze omuntu ebibi bingi n'amusalako obulamu obuli mu
musaayi
n'ajja agamba omuntu nti kale amaanyi g'emmere
gamuyambeko
kati yadda oku muntu n'amubonyaabonya
nnyo
yakwata emmere yonna n'agijanga
kyange
ate kati kiri bubi okuva emyaka
wetayingira
2,000 balina ekibinja kyabwe bamalayika abo
abaago
ebibinja
Illuminati
Monsatu
Group
abo bwe balinnya ku
by'emmere
banaba bafuma ate bano bali
munnaani
bahopes mag bafobia mu groove
those
bo bali byabufuzi
those are in politics
kutondawo ntalo
to create wars on the world
bali ne dalwe lyengeri
zonna they have madness of every level
kati olwo budde eby'emmere katonda
because of them it's 100 foods tomorrow
olabo okukyankalanya
and you see how they mess up foods
tujja kwata ku middo
we shall handle the
katonda yali agituwadde nga mulimu eddagala
lyaffe
kitaani n'agibba
Satan claimed all the herbs to himself
kati kanisa
now church
netutuuka ng'emiddo tugyewa
we avoided herbs of the fields
Satan is a
thief, he stole them.
Most
roads, bath as you're naked from there with the
house.
Which tree has he ever planted on the world?
To
attach conditions on these herbs. When it reached the born again, they made them fast, endless.
When
they sucked all life from them,
the
born again of 20 years.
I know very well.
They have a jaw like that. Flat.
They
all have a waist like a mosquitoes. You know, fast things of the devils are out there. They fast endless fast things. The life you don't have, even ball of heaven, you don't have it.
But
the one with it, you can no more do those things.
You yearn
to eat the word. Things like those don't waste your time.
Make them
fast and they go dry.
And
the blood life system
in them. Some of them
put them in hospital
and die.
Add them blood. At least you die from there.
Let me
die in your fasting. You go to where? Don't even have a body of heaven that you're going to go where? Now, brethren, when
you
look at the foods and the herbs, when it reaches foods, the herbs, okay, they claimed them.
And
we don't even want to get herbs from the fields. That you can drink the malaria to leave you. You
claim
these are herbs of Satan.
The
medicines to you, they get them from the herbs of the fields.
Satan is
laying just on your mind.
He
even steals herbs.
Right?
Now, what is done with the foods?
Even
animals have created new animals.
The
chicken, dogs that have been brought.
And
the bananas, the
potatoes,
everything is now messed up. It's genetic.
They sit
upon them and the ocean turns things upside down.
You
follow the tomato, you think it's looking good. Destroying your life.
Puts
poison in entire bones. You struggle with your bones. You build your bones with pains. Human being stands up as the
pivotic.
They are a boy of 8 years. As you stand up, you feel the bones breaking as electricity. And it first gets strong a little in the teenage.
14.
They eat everything. The appetite is high.
They
reach 18. And they are broken. Injections, they inject you of different forms that they immunize you. After the medicine was wrong, we used to immunize. It may not affect you.
When
you birth a child, it gets sprouts out of the child.
That
the medicine we used to immunize was not right. Come back.
Doctors
have any understanding where did that medicine pass?
Baba was sent a billion in a billion.
Money in those people you see. The devils, the Illuminati,
they
tell the youth, you test this our medicine on your people. You get $3 billion for that. And they kill these goats of his. I don't refuse you to immunize children.
But the world is not easy. I've told you what's in the Bible. Healthy. And how Satan messed it up.
So now
we have to be careful, brethren. Who is sick that we pray for you?
For
that is the weakness of the body, these medicines.
As
if you are an old person of 90 years, you struggling with your throat.
Quick,
these things of the
word,
but that head of the beast, the seventh head. The beast, the kingdom of Satan, spirit of Satan. That we call seventh head of the beast is a mountain of the
healthy
of the devils. It's not easy to bypass it. It's a false lie. They find you never realize the rightful life. Stubbornness is upon this word.
Satan
messed up. They brought HIV on the world. After they bring medicine that reproduces it, they collect your body and you look good.
You
destroy more. You look more beautiful than a healthy living person. They sat and they said,
would have
prayed doom to human beings to look like insects. But they say it. There is one thing which they can never
escape.
They poison that one.
They call
this private parts. Now you keep moving. But God is
good.
Given
up
the power in his
name,
and to heal all those diseases in the name of the Lord Jesus. May God bless you.
We'll
keep from there tomorrow. May God bless
you.
Thank you for coming.